Good to see so many smiling faces this morning.
今天早晨很高兴看到这样多这么多的笑脸。
Let's begin by reading a couple of verses first in Mark chapter 4.
我们先把打开一些圣经，马可福音第四章。
Mark chapter 4 verse 20.
四章二十节。
Mark 4:20, and those are the ones on whom the good seed was sown on the good soil, and they hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold.
那撒在好地上的，就是人听到又领受，并且结实，有30倍的，有60倍的，有100倍的。
And then I want you to turn to Micah. Chapter 6, verse 8.
请大家翻到弥迦书六章八节。
So the minor prophet Micah.
小先知书弥迦书。
Chapter 6.
六章。
And verse 8.
第八节。
He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.
是呢，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你神同行。
Let's just have another further word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we thank you that we can come this morning and look into your living word.
主，今天早晨我们来到这里，可以来学习你的活的话语。
Lord, we're reminded that it is your desire to speak to your people.
主，这是你的心愿，愿意向你的名说话。
Lord, and we're reminded that only your spirit can reveal Christ.
让我们能够再次被提醒，只有你的灵可以向我们显明。
So Lord, we ask that you would give us an ear to hear what you are speaking.
所以主，给我们可听的耳来听见你说的话。
And open our eyes that nothing would hinder this morning from us to seeing our beloved Lord Jesus face to face.
开我们的眼，让我们没有任何的间隔，让我们的眼可以看见我们亲爱的主。
We thank you for your faithfulness to reveal yourself.
就感谢你向着我们的信实。
And Lord, would you give us the faithfulness to receive and to respond to your speaking?
让我们也有这样的一个信实，可以得到，并且向你的话语有回应。
In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen. So I was reminded again about the timeless and inexhaustible Word of God.
所以我被再次提醒，就是说主永恒和丰富的话语。
We have the Old Testament and the New Testament, but it doesn't matter when the Word was spoken. It is very timely even yet today.
我们有旧约，有新约，但是不管是在旧约还是新约。主的话语都是永恒的。
And so this morning we want to glean a few thoughts together from this timeless word.
所以今天早晨我们要从这永恒的话语里面来收集一些思想。
Now I do not plan to dig into the full depth of even these couple of verses that I read this morning.
我并不想很深的进入我们刚刚读的这几节经节里面。
But we do want together to go into the right field and just glean some things that the Lord is trying to reveal of himself.
但是我只是要进入一个好像已经成熟的一个领域里面，让我们能够来有一些思想。
And together to consider what does that mean or how does that apply to my life.
来思想这个到底是什么意思，怎么样在我们生活当中有应用。
And we do take comfort that the Lord does desire to speak even through weak in frail human vessels.
所以我们可以有这样的一个感觉，就是说主即使借着我们这样软弱的器皿还是会向我们说话。
So we look to him to bring his word alive.
所以我们可以这样把他的话语成为活的话语。
Now the beauty of looking at the word of God, it's sort of like looking at a diamond often.
就是说当我们看主话语的美丽的时候，就像我们看着一颗钻石。
Each angle gives you a little different perspective.
每一个不同的角度都给你有一不同的看见。
And even the light and the change of light can change that view and change the look.
甚至只是光线的改变都可以改变我们的看见。
And give you a picture even of the deeper and more in the fuller blessing that it is in that word.
让我们更近身的看见，也给我们更多的一个祝福。
And then our brother reminded us last week how we really want to read the word and look at the word from the Lord's perspective, from a heavenly perspective.
上个星期我们弟兄劝告我们说，我们在看主的话语的时候，要有一个属天的一个角度。
Because the word is so rich, so powerful, and we'll never tire of searching out what's on the Lord's heart as he expressed it in his word.
因为主的话语是何等的美丽，也有力量。让我们能够，如果我们不停地搜寻，我每一次都有一个新的看见。
So this morning there's really two sets of three things I want to express.
所以今天早晨我要和大家分享，主要是两点。
Or for us to consider together.
让我们大家一同来思想。
The first is sort of foundational, and it's from this perspective of three words, believe,receive and respond.
第一个我觉得是一个根本，也就是说我们怎么样来得到，来接受并有回应。
So believe, receive, respond.
让我们能够信，接受，回应。
And then from that foundation we want to consider these verses, or this verse really in Micah 6:8.
然后从那个从那里我们要来思想我们刚刚读的弥迦书的里面的六章八节里面的经节。
And some thoughts around doing justice, loving mercy, and to walk humbly with God.
也就是说行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。
So first, let's just consider a little bit of the context of even when this Old Testament passage was spoken.
让我们来想一下这个旧约弥迦书的一个背景。
Sometimes it's good to get that context even to understand the relevance to us today.
所以很多时候我们需要有对这样的背景有了解，才能够懂得这个经节和我们今天有什么样的意义。
Now last week I heard that there were several of you that might be studying this book a little more in depth.
上个星期我知道有些弟兄姊妹现在正在查弥迦书。
So you may dig some very deep wells as you look into Micah. Today, I just want to look at a couple of aspects as context.
你也许已经挖了一个很深的井，但是今天我只是想来看一下这个弥迦书对我们有什么意义。
So Micah was an Old Testament prophet. He spoke this word some years ago.
弥迦是旧约里面的一个小先知，他在很多年以前说了这些话。
And it's really not a very long word. It's a very short record we have of what the Prophet Micah spoke.
这个其实并不是他的这个并不是很长，只是一个很简单的一些话语。
But yet this brother had some very in-depth revelation of the Lord Jesus.
但是他向我们很深的显示了我们主的心意。
So it was to Micah that God revealed even where the Lord Jesus would be born.
因为向着弥迦，我们的神向他显明，耶稣会在伯利恒降生。
And then it was by studying the book of Micah that the scribes of Herod's day knew where the Lord Jesus was to be born in Bethlehem.
正是因为他们在那里研读弥迦书，所以希律王时代那些文士，他们知道耶稣会诞生在伯利恒。
Now Micah was prophesying, he was speaking this word when the kingdom was divided.
所以弥迦当时那个国是分裂的。
It was actually the same time that the prophet Isaiah was speaking and recorded so much about.
同时也是以赛亚他说了很多的预言，并被记录在圣经当中。
But Micah's message was generally to the common people there in the kingdom of Judah.
弥迦通常他的信息是向着犹大国里面普通的人。
And Micah spoke of great judgment that was to come.
他说到要来的大审判。
Great judgment that we've even seen fulfilled in many ways.
这个大审判我们已经看到在很多的时候已经被应验。
But even in the midst of that judgment, he also spoke of a great hope.
所以在这个审判当中他也说到有这样一个大的指望。
He spoke of the Lord's coming kingdom when things would be restored to the way the Lord desired it to be.
他说到那个主要来的国和主被恢复。
Where the king was fully established in his glory and in his majesty.
王被建立，有极大的荣耀和权柄。
Even a coming day that we long for today, with the Lord Jesus to return and fully restore his kingdom.
就像我们今天， 我们盼望我们的主回来，再重新恢复坐在宝座上。
So Micah's prophecy related to both his first coming and even his second coming.
所以弥迦的预言里面说到主第一次来，和说到他要再来。
And he spoke this word during a period of great corruption and of great social decay.
他说话当时的背景是说社会有很多的腐朽和腐败。
Very much like today.
就像今天一样。
The northern kingdom of Israel was actually intermingled with the world, and there was no longer a distinction between the world and God's people.
当时的北国和当时的世界是这样的连接在一起，所以我们看不到任何的区别。区别就是说，区别神的子民和那些拜偶像的人。
You had idol worshippers, disobedience, greediness was abounding.
所以我们可以看到很多的拜偶像、不顺服和贪婪。
Great corruption, murder, robbery, sexual misconduct.
我们看到社会的腐朽，和那个抢劫，甚至奸淫。
And unfortunately, Judah, where God had set His holy city, was not much different.
甚至在犹大，主，我们的神有他的那个圣城。
The same corruption and decay was in the church.
甚至这些腐败也进入教会。
And there were priests taking bribes and priests that stole from the people. The temple became a marketplace.
我们看到祭司他们接受贿赂，抢劫那些人民，并且那个圣殿也成了一个市场。
There was division among God's people, and there was even great oppression and persecution.
神的子民当中有很大的分裂，甚至有压迫。
God was in a position where He had to judge.
所以神到了这一个地步，他必须来审判。
And yet, amidst that judgment was this hope and this great vision of the Lord's promise.
在这个审判当中，我们还有一个指望和神的应许。
And the fulfillment of that promise.
和那个这个。应许的实现
a vision that gave hope and to provide direction in the Lord's way.
给我们这样一个意象，让我们看到指望和神给我们指的一条路。
And that's a hope and a word that we need today as much as they needed in Micah's time.
而这样的一个看见，是我们今天所需要的，就像当日一样。
So let's consider what Micah was speaking in the midst of this evil and corrupt time.
那我们来思想弥迦当时在这个腐朽腐败的社会背景所说的话。
Society was continuing to plunge deeper and deeper into depravity and sinfulness.
所以我们看到这个社会更多的进入罪的当中。
The standard from the world's viewpoint had become that many sinful behaviors were accepted as normal.
所以按照当时社会的标准，很多有罪的都被当作无罪的。
And then amidst that, the verses that we read begin with, He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you?
所以在这个经节里面，我们可以看到他说到，世人啊，耶和华指示你何为善，他要你所要的是什么呢？
So the condition of Micah's day was not due to a lack of God speaking and showing himself.
所以当时我们可以看到，并不缺乏神向着人的说话。
He had told them,What was good, and he had told them what he required of them.
他已经告诉他们何为善，他向我们所要的是什么。
And to help my compadres from the middle school here.
所以为着跟中学生说的更清楚一点。
He says, "Old man." He doesn't say "old man."
他这边说世人，并不是说老人。
This does not represent physical age.
这并不是说那个年纪。
It's actually inclusive of all human.
这个包括所有的人类。
So man and woman alike.
男人女人。
There was no excuse. The Lord has continued to abundantly provide His word.
所以我们可以看，因为没有任何的借口。主继续不断地给我们他丰富的话语。
But often there appears to be a lacking of really believing and receiving and then responding to that word.
但是我们看到所缺的是接受、相信和回应。
As I thought about this, I was reminded of how even abundantly and graciously the Lord has spoken to us.
所以当我来思想这件事的时候，我也想到 主是怎么样丰富并有恩典的向我们说话。
Do we realize how blessed and how rich we really are?
我们意识到我们是何等的蒙福，是何等的丰富。
Over the years, as the Lord has spoken, conference after conference,
在过去很多年中，我们参加很多的那个特会。
Or even as He's spoken to us as we've gathered over the last few months.
甚至在过去几个月当中。
Have we really considered how graciously and how richly the Lord continues to pour out His word?
所以我们看到主的恩典是何等丰富的临到我们。
Directly revealing what's on the heart of a living and a loving and a mighty God.
从一个爱我们的父神的心里面直接流淌出来。
Most recently, even speaking to us on this word of shepherding.
所以更最近还跟我们说到牧养。
Shepherding in the body of Christ, shepherding one another in our families.
牧养教会，彼此牧养。
And yet, as we continue to hear this word, what has been the result or the impact?
但是当我们听见这些话语以后，在我们生活当中有什么样的结果或者有什么样的反应呢？
Has there been a change in our lives?
我们的生命被改变了吗？
Have we believed and received and really responded to this word?
我们相信接受并且向主有回应吗？
We are continually blessed even by the generations that have gone before us.
我们为我们前面那些辈辈的很多辈的弟兄姊妹所祝福。
We benefit from revivals and from the Lord's work.
我们可以看到因着主的话有很多的复兴。
His recovery.
也有很多的复兴。
And yet, what is our condition today?
但是我们今天的光景如何呢？
You know, I wish I could have heard such truth and revelation when I was in middle school.
我希望我在中学的时候就可以听到这样的一个真理。
So the question is, do we consider what the Lord is speaking, and does it further cause us then to have a dialogue with Him?
让我们来思想主向我们所说的，能够让我们和主有更多的对话吗？
Or do we forget the word as soon as we walk across the street to lunch?
或者是我们当我们去对面用那个哀宴的时候，我们已经忘记了主的话语。
Or perhaps when we get home later this afternoon.
甚至或者说只是到我们下午回家的时候。
Or for the super spiritual among us, do we retain it until we get to work Monday morning?
所以为着那些超级属灵的弟兄，也许我们可以保持到星期一的早晨，当我们回到工作之前。
When we plunge back into the daily activities and the routines of life.
当我们回到每日生活的那些繁杂事物当中。
Or has this seed begun to take root in our hearts?
或者这样一个种子在我们的心里在我们的心里面生根发芽。
That we accept what the Lord has given us and it begins to then germinate and bear fruit.
而我们还是接受了主的话语，让它在我们里面发芽。
So really always a blessing on Wednesday night when we come together with the English prayer group.
星期三晚上我们那个讲英文组的弟兄有一个聚会。
Blessing for many reasons, but there's one dear brother that's always still pondering and thinking about and out loud speaking about something the Lord impressed him through the ministry on Sunday.
我们的祝福是多方的，但是特别是有一个弟兄，他一直是很喜乐，在思想主的话语。
He's continuing to ponder and meditate upon that word.
他还在思想星期天他所得到的主的话语。
And it seems to even energize and bear fruit as we go into prayer.
所以当我们一起祷告的时候，我们就看到这样的一个果子。
You know, we can believe many things that we hear.
我们可以相信我们很多所听见的。
But the question becomes, do we receive it and do we respond to it?
但是问题在于我们是不是接受并且有回应。
We often have, as was said in the word, ears, but do not hear.
我们很多时候可以有我们有耳，但是我们很多时候听不见。
That seed seems to fall on stony ground and not take root.
很多的时候这些种子落在石头地上，不会结出任何的果子。
And then there really is no value.
这样就没有任何的意义。
No fruit results. We seem to be disconnected from that very source of life.
没有任何的结果，我们被与这个生命的 完全隔离。
So if you had an illness and the doctor guaranteed you that he had a surgery that would cure that illness.
如果你有这样一个疾病而那个医生说有一个手术可以保证来解决你的问题。
And he said he could guarantee it would provide healing.
他可以向你保证会治愈你。
You may believe exactly what the doctor tells you.
你也许百分之一百相信医生所说的。
But if you don't receive the surgery and if you don't respond by going through the therapy, it really does you no good.
但是你如果不接受这个手术，不接受术后的那个复健，那对你仍然是毫无用处。
Now perhaps you've considered the price.
也许你思想那个价钱。
Either the economics or the time, the effort it's going to require.
所需要花的时间和精力。
And you've decided it's not worth it.
你觉得这个好像不值得。
Or perhaps you lack trust.
也许你缺乏信任。
You know the truth, but you're fearful of the unknown.
你虽然知道真理，但是你害怕那些所不知道的。
I know an older man that actually if he would have a surgical procedure, he will not have any surgical procedure that requires anesthesia.
我认识这样一个老人，他不会做任何的手术，如果这个手术需要麻醉的话。
Now, of course, he does not have man's guarantee that surgery will be perfectly.
他没有从人来的保证，说这个手术会百分之一百成功。
But there is some surgery that could be beneficial to his current welfare or his current health.
但是有一些手术可以来提高他当前的生活质量。
But because of years ago, he saw an older person that went under anesthesia and did not come back fully in their right mind.
因为他很多年前看见另外一个人在麻醉以后就再也没有完全恢复他的脑功能。
He's fearful and he can't trust.
所以他害怕，他不能够相信。
So often we may know the truth, but we do get distracted by the lies, the deception of the enemy.
那很多的时候我们知道真理，但是却被仇敌的谎言所搅扰。
We start to question, did God really say that?
因为他说，神真的是那么说的吗？
Is that what he meant?
他是这个意思吗？
What about the risk or the potential bad consequences?
那些危险和那些可能坏的结果。
We actually get our eyes turned away from the Lord and turned on often to our circumstances.
很多的时候我们的眼睛就离开了我们的神而看着我们自己的光景。
And we stay in a condition that is unhealthy.
我们就在这样一个不健康的光景的里面。
Now this is true physically, but it's very true spiritually.
对着我们的身体是这样，对着我们的属灵更是这样。
Our physical bodies are in fact dying.
我们外面的身体每天一天会被毁坏。
Spiritually, we should be growing to the full stature and measure.
但是属灵里面，我们要长成基督丰满的身量。
And a growth that we won't fully attain even in this physical life.
而这样的丰满是我们在这个身体里面所不能够达到的。
And we know and we believe that Jesus died.And was buried and was resurrected.
我们知道我们的主为我们死被埋葬，并且复活。
We just celebrated that very fact this past hour.
我们刚刚擘饼聚会的时候，刚刚庆祝过这些。
And we did have some response where we praised and worshipped the living God.
我们有一些回应，因为我们这样来敬拜和赞美他。
And then we also know that He has given us His Spirit within us.
他也给了我们的灵住在我们当中。
His spirit dwells within us and provides His life.
他的灵住在我们当中，给了我们他的生命。
But sometimes we seem to act as if we've gotten a gift and yet we don't unwrap it.
但很多时候我们好像就得到一个礼物，但是从来没有打开那个礼物。
We do not handle and make use of this great gift the Lord's given us.
我们从来没有用过这样一个礼物。
And in this case, the Lord has actually given us His very life.
而在这里，主给我们的是他自己的生命。
His spirit that desires to draw us into a close, personal, intimate relationship with Him.
而这个灵要我们带入一个与他更深的交通、亲密的关系里面。
And as we respond to that drawing and that working of the Lord,
当我们有回应的时候，
And we allow the Spirit to remove anything that does hinder that relationship. Then the Spirit continues to show us what is good. What the Lord does require of us.
而主要我们做什么?
And the Lord then displays the fruit of His Spirit even through us.
主借着我们来显明
Our focus, however, is not on the fruit. But rather on the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. As we keep our eyes fixed upon the Lord, He will bless others and display His fruit.
当我们定睛在我们主义身上的时候, 主就会借着我们把祝福带给所有的人。
So may we continue to believe and by faith take hold of what the Lord has done.
让我们能够因信来相信接受主所成就的。
And to receive and handle and ponder this life the Lord has put within us.
来接受并且向主给我们的生命有回应。
And then may we respond to His working that there is a lasting change and a lasting impact.
所以当我们有这样回应的时候, 主就在我们身上做工, 这个工会带来我们里面的变化。
So from this foundation, let's consider these thoughts from Micah.
然后有这样的背景以后, 我们来思想这个弥迦书。
To do justly or do justice.
行公义。
We need to consider what the Lord has spoken to us.
我们要思想主向我们所说的话语。
What He has told us to do and where we fall short.
他要我们所行的,
and we need to see that so that we will repent.
我们需要看见,
the Lord does not tell us to do these things in order to bring condemnation or a sense of hopelessness.
主要我们行这样,
To do justly is to simply do exactly what the Lord tells us to do.
而行公义只是说按照主要我们所行的。
And when we look at that, it's for the purpose of seeing what the Lord desires.
而当我们这样看见的时候, 我们就一看见主的意愿是什么。
And seeing where the Lord wants to take us.
也看见主要带我们去哪里。
We do not look at ourselves and how short we have actually fallen.
当我们看我们自己的时候, 我们是看见我们是何等的亏缺。
Because whenever we look at ourselves, that will lead to failure.
因为我们看我们自己的时候, 我们就看见失败。
We have to believe what the Word says, that there is no good thing in us apart from the Lord Jesus.
我们应该相信圣经里面所说的, 除了主以外, 在我们里面一无良善。
But at the same time, the Lord has made every provision to fulfill exactly what He has created us to be.
但是主给了我们所有的一些供应, 让我们能够成为祂所创造和祂来完成祂的旨意。
And every provision to fulfill the standard that He has.
也为着祂的标准,祂给我们所有的供应。
So we look at where we fall short from the Lord's perspective, which is a view to where He wants to bring us.
所以当我们可以用主的观点来看我们在哪里亏缺的时候, 我们也就可以看见祂要带我们去哪里。
We see the great gulf between the standard where He wants us and where we actually are.
我们可以看见那个鸿沟, 这个鸿沟就是在祂的标准和我们的光景里面。
That we would judge ourselves as being short of that and then repent and be restored to that relationship.
所以我们就可以来论断我们自己, 看见我们的亏缺, 悔改。
1 Corinthians 11:31 and 32 says, But if we judge ourselves rightly, we shall not be judged.
哥林多前书11章31节32节, 我们若是先分辨自己, 就不至于受损。
We are disciplined by the Lord in order that we may not be condemned with the world.
我们乃是被主惩治, 免得我们和世人一同定罪。
So we desire to repent and be restored back to this communion with the Lord.
所以我们愿意和惩治, 所以我们可以和主再有交通。
He's told us exactly the way to restore this relationship.
他告诉我们这样一条路，让我们可以来恢复和主的交通。
Our brother even shared it in his testimony, repent.
而我们的弟兄甚至在他的交通里面就已经提到，就是说悔改。
And let the blood of Jesus wash us clean.
而主的宝血就会将我们洗净。
And then let his spirit that he's given us teach us, train us, guide us.
他的圣灵会在里面教导我们，引领我们。
That we might come into his very presence.
我们可以来到他同在的里面。
One of our biggest challenges is that naturally we do judge things.
但是我们的问题是说，很多时候我们论断别人。
The problem is we usually make excuses for ourselves and judge others.
很多的时候我们给我们自己很多的借口，但是却论断别人。
And the Lord says we need to stop judging others and just look and judge ourselves.
但主告诉我们说，我们不应该论断别人，而应该先分辨自己。
Not under condemnation again, but to see what Jesus is doing and where he wants to take us.
不是为了定我们的罪，乃是看见主的功和他要带我们所去的。
We might believe the truth that he saved us and he desires to form us into his very character.
我们也许相信主已经救了我们，要让我们能够与他有同样的性情。
But have we really received it and are we responding? Are we repenting? Are we returning daily?
但是我们真的是接受并且有回应，每日都悔改吗？
And are we allowing the Lord to lead us then?
而也允许我们的主来带我们。
Sometimes we need to stop and understand that we do make excuses for ourselves.
很多时候我们要懂得我们给我们自己很多的借口。
It's very easy for us to get complacent and accept behaviors that are really not what the Lord desires.
那很多的时候，我们很多的时候接受我们自己的接受我们自己的一些行为，即使那个行为是不讨主所喜悦。
The world sets a very lower standard, and we seem to be satisfied meeting that lower standard.
这个世界给了我们一个很低的标准，很多时候我们仅仅满足于满足世界的标准。
And we need to see the difference and see what the Lord has created as his standard.
很多时候我们需要这样来看见主的标准。
And then in repentance and obedience, allow him to work and bring us to that standard.
悔改和顺服让我们能够带我们回到主的标准的面前。
To bring us to that place where we continue to not look at others and judge others, but look at ourselves.
让我们带我们到一个这样一个地步，我们不再论断别人，乃是分辨自己。
And allow the Spirit to reveal where our selfish desires, our selfish will has separated us from God.
很多时候让我们看见我们的自私和自满，让主和我们之间有了间隔。
Let the Spirit expose that bad attitude or that behavior that's unacceptable.
让我们看见我们的行为，我们的态度是不能被接受的。
Even that lack of compassion that I have for others.
和向着弟兄姊妹所缺乏的那个爱。
The Lord was very merciful as we saw to King David in 2 Samuel chapter 12.
让我们看到主在那个罪的大卫王是很有恩典，在撒母耳后记12章里面。
That's where David, the very man of God, had drifted away from this communion and relationship with the Lord.
我们可以看到大卫作为神的人，他离开了与神的交通。
Sins that we can't even imagine had led David away from that intimate relationship.
所以我们看到主，大卫离开了与主这样一个亲密的交通。
And yet the Lord sent Nathan, and he told David a parable.
他神让先知拿单去告诉大卫这样一个比喻。
In the midst of this parable, David saw the truth, and he saw that the man the parable was about was in sin.
所以大卫因着这样的一个比喻，他就看到了自己的罪。
And then David or Nathan reminded David, "You are that man."
拿单就对大卫说，你就是那人。
Now it's really a blessing when the Lord does expose that sin, because again, it allows us to repent and return.To the place of joy and peace the Lord desires to bring us to.
所以当主给我们这样一个看见的时候，其实是一个这样一个祝福，因为我们看见了我们自己的亏缺，我们可以悔改。
So consider what the Lord is telling you to do.
所以思想主要你所行的。
And simply begin to respond and obey.
简单的有回应和顺服。
Now that does not mean you got to try harder to do it.
这并不是说你靠着自己来努力。
It means you just need to see where you're weak or where you fall short and ask the Lord then to do his work.
看到你自己的弱点，你在哪里亏缺，让主来做他的工。
Through this process, the Lord will develop a more intimate and personal relationship with each one of us.
通过这样一个过程，我们的主就可以跟我们每一个人都有一个更亲密的关系。
And through that relationship, he keeps our focus fixed upon him, the Lord Jesus.
所以因着这样的一个关系，我们就可以定睛于神。
And as we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, we do find ourselves doing justly.
所以当我们可以定睛于主的时候，我们就可以看见我们自己行公义。
And we also, as we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, find ourselves loving kindness and loving mercy.
当我们定睛于主的时候，我们看见我们里面会有慈爱和怜悯。
So reality is, we are not a very kind and merciful people.
在现实当中，我们其实并不是很有慈爱和怜悯的人。
By nature, we judge others by the expression on someone's face.
因着我们的本性，我们甚至论断人因着他们脸上的一个表情。
By the way they dress, by their social status.
甚至是他们的衣着和他们的社会地位。
It's innate, born in us, that we just naturally have these judging behaviors.
这是我们所天生的。
But mercy and kindness is the very nature of God.
但是慈爱和怜悯是神的天性。
And instead of judging others, he really wants us to show mercy and kindness.
他愿意我们向人有慈爱和怜悯，而不是论断。
We think about the mercy, the kindness, the love he has poured out upon us.
当我们来思想他给我们的慈爱和怜悯的时候，
That's the way he wants us to treat and view others.
他也愿意我们这样同样来对待别人。
We have to ask ourselves, do we really believe the Lord Jesus has died and resurrected for these other people?
让我们真的是要个思想，我们真的是否相信主耶稣来到地上为那个人死？
Do we see Christ even when we look at one another in the body?
当我们是不是可以看到在弟兄姊妹当中看见主？
When the Lord looks at us because of his mercy, he sees the finished work of Christ and what he is going to complete.
当主看着我们的时候，因着他的恩典，他可以看到基督所成的功。
We need to actually be able to look at one another and see the same thing from Christ's view.
所以很多时候我们看着弟兄姊妹的时候，我们也需要有一个同样的一个看见。
See and appreciate the Christ in one another and see one another as Christ does in a finished work.
所以当我们看弟兄姊妹的时候，我们需要看到里面的基督和基督所完成的工。
We unfortunately often become too familiar with one another.
很多时候我们和弟兄姊妹也许是太熟悉了。
We limit even what the Lord can do.
我们很多时候甚至限制主所能成就的。
We don't necessarily say it out loud.
我们也许不会大声说出来。
But our behavior is, it's great that the Lord can save and deliver me, but my brother or sister is hopeless.
很多时候我们也许想，主的恩典，他可以救我，但是我的那位弟兄或者姊妹，他是毫无指望的。
We seem to see the weakness or the sin in one another and don't see the Lord's working to bring that brother and sister to a fullness.
很多的时候我们看到弟兄姊妹身上的弱点，但是却看不到主在他们身上所做的工来带他们进入一个丰满的地步。
He's doing that great transforming work in us and in one another.
他的改变的工作是在我们自己的里面，也在每一个弟兄姊妹的里面。
Or we make the classic mistakes of viewing our brothers and sisters as our cross.
很多的时候我们甚至犯一个这样一个经典的错误，就是说把我们弟兄姊妹看作我们的十字架。
You know, we often think of even our spouse or our children as our cross.
很多时候我们也思想我们的配偶，我们的孩子是我们的十字架。
Or maybe our boss or our circumstances.
或者是我们的老板，我们周围的光景。
And in reality, none of these are our cross.
但实际上这些都不是我们的十字架。
Jesus said to deny yourself and take up your cross.
耶稣告诉我们说，舍己，背起你的十字架。
Now these are not necessarily two independent actions.
这其实不是两件事。
Our cross is to deny ourselves.
我们的十字架就是舍己。
To deny this selfish will that I have and allow the Lord to cross that out.
来舍掉我这个老我，让主把我划掉。
To allow His resurrection life to come forth.
让他复活的生命进入里面。
My desire too often is to do my will.
很多时候我们所要的是我们自己的意愿。
And often that's what hinders us from fulfilling the Lord's purpose.
很多时候这就阻碍我们来行主的意愿。
Now we praise the Lord that He's the one that hung on the cross.
我们感谢主，因为他为我们上了十字架。
And He's the one that took our sins, and we were nailed to that cross with Him.
很多他担负了我们的罪，我们和他同钉十字架。
And we need to receive that fact that we died with Him, and now we're risen with Him.
所以我们需要接受这样一个事实：我们与他一同被埋葬，也一同复活。
And then our response needs to be to deny ourselves.
而我们的反应就需要是我们舍己。
To deny this will that sometimes battles against what the Lord wants to do.
来舍掉这个我们里面的意愿，这个意愿是和主的意愿相违背的。
Now the Lord may use many people or circumstances to bring us to the cross.
主也许会借着很多的人和环境带我们来到这个十字架的面前。
And to bring us back to Himself.
也带我们回到他的面前。
But it's for us to see what's blocking or hindering us, which is our will.
但是我们需要有这样一个看见，就是说阻拦我们来到主面前的是我们自己的意愿。
To deny ourselves and then to begin to see others in our circumstances in a different view.
当我们舍己的时候，我们就可以看别人或者是我们周围的环境从一个完全不同的角度看见。
To see one another, as I said, from the viewpoint of how Christ sees each one.
所以我们可以就用基督的眼光来看周围的人。
In Christ, together, we're almost like this giant bank ledger.
在基督里面，我们好像就是一个很大的那个银行的那个总账。
Trillions of lines of input.
可能有几亿行的那个账。
And each line has a value.
那每一行都有一个价值。
And each one of us has a value in what we display of Christ.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹在主的面前都有他的价值。
But the purpose is really the sum of all those values.
但是其实这个意义不在于每一行，而在于那个总数。
The Lord wants to take and sum everything up in Christ.
而神愿意在基督里面总结一切。
And it's that sum, that total, that's of greatest value.
而只是那个总数是有一个最大的一个意义。
And we can only display the fullness, the glory of God together in the body of Christ.
只有在基督的身体里面，我们一同才能够显示基督的丰满。
The question is, do we really believe that?
但是我们的问题是，我们相信吗？
And have we received being placed into the body of Christ?
也我们接受并被放到基督的身体里面。
And have we responded by gathering together and allowing the Lord to work in us and build us together?
而我们也有回应，让我们能够一同在基督的身体里面被建造。
Further, when we go by the beggar on the street, do we really believe Christ can save and deliver him?
还有，当我们看到街上的乞丐的时候，我们真的相信基督也能够拯救他们吗？
When we see the most hardened criminal,
当我们看到那些罪恶的那些最大的罪犯的时候，
Do we really believe in our hearts that Christ can deliver him just like he did the thief on the cross?
我们相信主能够拯救他们，就像当日他拯救了那些在十字架上的强盗吗？
Do we understand that God so loved the world that all who would believe in him would be saved?
神是何等的爱这个世神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子给了他们，让一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
I've been considering this fact a little bit lately in how I even interact with other people.
那我在思想这些时候事情的时候，我就想到我和其他人是怎么样有接触。
Even in the simplest of things, when I interact with a checker at the store or a waiter at the restaurant.
甚至只是说那个杂货店的店员和餐馆的服务生。
Is their reaction impacted by the way I speak or react to them?
他们的反应是不是也受到我对待他们的影响？
Am I bringing Christ or am I bringing myself?
我让他们看见的是我自己还是基督？
And do I consider that they have pressures and challenges and things that are pressing in their lives?
想到他们生活当中的压力或者甚至是难处。
They may be impacted by financial crisis and broken relationships, or they may have an angry and unfair boss.
他们也许有经济或者家庭上面的困难，而不公平的老板。
So do I come in and show mercy and kindness?
我向他们有慈爱和怜悯吗？
Or do I throw gasoline on the fire and just make it worse?
我只是火上加油，让他们的情景光景更加难困难。
And there are times when I may have to demand service for what I'm paying for.
很多的时候，我也许付了钱，就指望得到一些服务。
But what really is my attitude or my behavior?
但是你的行为和你的态度是怎么样的？
We need to ask the Lord, what does it mean to show kindness?
我们需要问主，慈爱到底是什么意思？
And what about when I return home to my children and family?
当我回家回到家里和孩子在一起的时候，
Is it mercy and kindness I bring into the house, or is it my self-life and my unrestrained self-will?
我带回家的是慈爱和恩典吗？还是我不受限制的老我？
Am I cultivating that relationship of love with my family?
我是不是在我的家里培养一个爱的关系？
Kindness and mercy are a fruit of the Spirit.
慈爱和怜悯是圣灵所结的果子。
And we cannot in ourselves sustain these things.
靠着我们自己，我们没有办法更多的有慈爱和怜悯。
But we don't focus on us trying to be merciful and kind.
但是我们不是靠着我们自己来有更多的慈爱。
We focus upon the Lord's mercy upon us.
而我们是靠着我们主向着我们的恩典。
And as we receive that mercy, that kindness, that love the Lord's poured out, it will then be poured out of us.
所以当主将那样的恩典和慈爱向我们倾倒的时候，我们也可以同样向我们周围的人有慈爱和恩典。
And we can ask the Lord to be merciful or allow us to be merciful to others.
所以我们可以求主向我们有恩典，所以我们可以向着众人也有恩典。
So next time you're tempted to judge somebody, which could be in a few minutes.
所以下一次你如果受诱惑要去论断别人的时候，也许就是在下面几分钟的时候。
Consider deny yourself and allow the Lord to shower His mercy.
所以思想怎么样来舍己，让主的恩典来充满你。
Finally, let's just consider some thoughts about this aspect of walking humbly with our God.
最后我们来思想怎么样是存谦卑的心与神同行。
I really liken it to this, and that is the blessing of dependence.
我今天所想的就是信靠所带来的祝福。
So the world emphasizes independence.
这个世界所强调的是要自立。
Our self-life is naturally independent, often to our detriment.
很多时候我们里面的自立给我们带来的是毁坏。
But if we are to live in the joy of this life that Christ has given us,
如果我们要在基督耶稣的生命里面活一个有喜乐的生活，
It requires a dependence upon the source of this life.
也需要我们来信靠这个生命的源泉。
The Lord even talks about being yoked to him so we can walk step by step.
主向我们告诉我们说，我们要与他同父一轭，所以我们可以一同行。
Or uses this grafted into the vine to be grafted to the very source of life.
我们可以看到，也把那个枝子接到葡萄树上。
And we are absolutely dependent upon that connection, that relationship.
所以 我们完全是需要信靠那样的一个关系。
And to be dependent does require humility.
但信靠需要谦卑。
But humility itself is not something that we can attain or to be attained.
但是谦卑很多时候是对我们来说是不容易得到的。
So it's very interesting if you look at yourself and try to see if you're humble.
很多时候你如果看你自己是不是谦卑的时候
As soon as you think you're humble, you've lost it because now you're proud that you're humble.
那很多时候如果你觉得你自己谦卑的话那其实那个时候你就失去了谦卑因为你又骄傲了。
But humility is exhibited in your actions and in your behaviors.
但是谦卑其实是你通过行为态度所表现出来的。
And it's absolutely based upon a dependence upon the Lord.
但是取决于你对主的信靠。
So being dependent in one respect is very difficult.
所以从某一个角度来说，信靠主是很难的。
But in principle, it's very easy.
但是从原理上来说，其实很容易。
Because it's founded on believing that we have been created by a great God.
这来自于我们相信我们是被我们的神所创造的。
And receiving and responding to the fact that He's created us for a purpose and He will fulfill that purpose in us.
并且接受他创造了我们是为着他的旨意并且有回应。
And we are really only truly satisfied or at peace when we are moving towards fulfilling that purpose.
而我们只有向着神的旨意的时候我们才有可能过一个喜乐的生活。
To walk with God is always a moving forward to where He is going.
与神同行意味着我们必须跟随他。
Times we tend to wander away, but that's really not a characteristic of the Lord.
很多的时候我们也许会随波逐流，但这个不是我们主的性情。
The Lord's always walking step in step with the Father.
我们的主他每一日就是一直与主同，一直与神同行。
Or there's times where we try to drag the Lord where we want to take Him.
很多时候我们拉住主，要他去我们所想去的方向。
But the Lord's desire is really to lead us by His Spirit where He is walking.
但是主其实给了我们这样一个圣灵，是让我们跟随他。
So we've all seen the picture of a parent and a child walking through the mall.
很多时候我们可以看见一个那个父母和孩子在那个商店里面。
Parents tightly grasping the kid, and he's pulling away, trying to do go anywhere but where the parent wants to go. Right?
你可以看见那个父母很紧紧的抓住那个孩子，但是那个孩子其实他要去的那个方向，往往不是那个父母所要的方向。
Now they may be in the same place, but they're definitely not walking together.
他们是在同一个处，但是他们没有同行。
There's no peace. There's no joy.
因为那边没有和平，也没有喜乐。
And there's no enjoyment of one another.
也没有同在的喜乐。
It's really a battle of wills.
这其实是一个意志里面的一个征战。
Father and son may even be walking near one another.
也许那个父子他们在就是很近。
But when they're both on their phones and not communicating with each other and talking to one another.
他们也许个人在他们手机上面，他们并没有交通，也并不跟彼此说话。
That's still not walking together because there's no interaction.
那也还不是同行，因为这当中并没有什么反应。
No enjoyment in walking together.
也没有一个同在或者同行的喜乐。
Now the contrast is a father and a child that might be walking hand in hand and both seem to be smiling and enjoying one another's company.
那对比的话，我们可以看到，也许父子他们一起搀着手一起在走，这同一个方向，他们也很高兴，他们可以在一起走。
So I remember witnessing this recently in a mall.
我记得我最近在那个商店里面看到这样一个情形。
Their father was walking with a young child, and they were both very happy, and the child seemed to be content wherever the father was taking him.
所以我们可以看到，那个儿子跟着父亲走，他也很高兴。父亲去哪里，他就去哪里。
At least for a while.
那至少开始的一段时间。
Over time, the child's attention got distracted by many things.
那过一段时间，那个孩子就被其他所有的事情所吸引。
Lots of things going on.
因为周围有很多的事情。
So actually the child then after a while let go of his father's hand and started to sort of drift away.
那很多时候他就放开了父亲的手，他就去到别的方向。
And he continued to just even move further and further away, looking at different things and going from table to table.
他也许看那个商店那个桌上就各种各样的不同的东西。
The entire time the father was actually looking back and sort of keeping track of where the child was.
所以你很多时候可以看见那个父亲回头来看这个儿子，来知道他在哪里。
And I was actually standing nearby in a line with a number of other people.
那我在等着那个结账，所以我和很多人站在旁边。
So a number of us actually started watching this child, and the child had no idea he had so many people caring for him.
所以他其实有很多人看着这个孩子，但是这个孩子并不知道有这么多人在关心他。
The child never looked back. He was so self-centered, it was just forging ahead with the things that were now attracting him.
因为那个孩子他完全是被他自己所充满，他只是看到他所喜爱的，他就。
And it was interesting, as many people that took notice of the situation, there were lots of other people that were involved in and had no concept of what was going on because they were involved in what they were about.
很有趣的是，虽然很多人看见这样的事情，但是也有更多的人，他们只是在忙于他们自己的事情。
So then after a while, a group of young high school college kids that were rather loud came down the hall.
所以很多的时候我们可以看到，过一会儿我看到有一群高中生或者说大学生，他们大声说话走近。
And as they came through and approached this child, he became fearful.
所以当他们走过来的时候，这个孩子就有点害怕。
He became backing up as he watched what this potential danger might be.
他就往回走，因为他觉得有危险。
So he actually reached back and then he grabbed the leg of what he thought was his father.
然后他就回过来，他抓住他所以为的是他父亲的腿。
And it was actually my leg.
那实际上是我的腿。
Now I'm accustomed to having kids hang off of my arm or leg, so it didn't bother me.
因为我很熟悉那些这样的光景，也就是说孩子抓我的腿或者手。
But this child obviously thought he was with his father.
但是这个孩子他觉得他是和他父亲在一起。
And so slowly he looked up, looking and expecting to see the loving, caring father he thought he was holding on to.
所以他一会儿抬起头来，他指望他可以看到他是爱他的父亲。
And when he saw me, it was quite scary, and he began to scream and cry.
当他看见我，好像有些害怕，所以他就开始哭起来。
Father quickly made himself over and put his arms again around the child.
所以他的父亲就过来抱起他。
It actually took a while for the child to get, he had to be carried for a while before he could go back to walking with his father.
所以我看到这个，其实有过了一段时间，这个孩子才安静下来，回到他原来那个与他的父亲同行的那个光景里面。
It reminded me of how much like that child we are.
那这提醒我们，我们就好像这个孩子。
The Lord's told us he wants to walk in simple dependence, or he wants us to walk in simple dependence upon him.
主告诉我们，他要我们简单的信靠与他同行。He's
made every provision for us to do that walk.
他也给了我们所需的一切，让我们与他可以同行。He's
put His Spirit in us to teach us, to train us, to guide us in that way.
他给了他的圣灵在我们的里面来教导，来训练我们。But
sadly, we often find ourselves straying away.
很多时候，我们却发现我们随波逐流。Often
we think we're still with the Father, and yet we're
很多时候我们觉得还是和父神在一起。And
yet we stray into potential danger.
但是其实我们却走到一个危险的境地。And
there's lots of reasons. The world has lots of shiny things and lots of things to allure us.
这个世界有很多闪亮或者华丽的东西来吸引我们的心。Or
perhaps we often think we're just too smart and we know what to do.
很多时候我们也觉得我们自己很聪明，我们知道我们要做什么。
Or we're fearful what others are going to think.
我们也许会怕别人怎么样来看待我们。
What if they see me walking, holding hands with the Father?
为什么这个人老要需要来抓住父亲的手？
And the Lord's not going to drag us where we don't want to go.
主并不会牵着我们去一个方向是我们所不愿意的。
The world may drag us to me or try to drag us to many places.
这个世界会把我们带到
But the Lord's lovingly working and trying to draw us to Himself.
但是主的爱在我们里面是让我们来靠近他。
He wants us to be sons that walk hand in hand with Him.
愿意我们成为那个儿子，就说牵着父亲的手。
Now, instead of weakness, when you see somebody walking hand in hand with Jesus, it's quite powerful.
但是 当我们看见一个人与主耶稣同行的时候，我们看到的不是软弱。
Moses, the mighty man of God, was said to be the meekest man on earth.
但是我们可以看到，摩西作为这个世界上大有能力的人，也是一个最谦卑的人。
And Moses declared, "Lord, if you don't go before us, we will not go."
主，他对主，他对神说，你如果不在前面，我们就不会前行。
He dared not go. And the impact when somebody does go in response to the Lord's leading, again, is quite powerful.
所以我们可以看，如果我们能够见证到这些人和主同行的时候，对我们生命的影响是很大的。
Seemingly every action then that they have becomes spiritually natural instead of earthly natural.
他们每一个行为在我们在灵里面看来都是很自然的。
Now, our brother Dana Congdon was the first person that used this term spiritually natural, and it was quite impactful when I heard it.
Dana Congdon 弟兄是第一个人我知道用这样一个词，也就是说，灵里面自然的，然后对我的生命有很大的影响。
And all of us may think of people that we think of as spiritual giants.
那很多的时候，带我们来思想那些所谓的属灵巨人的时候
，people that we believe are walking with Jesus.
我们相信他们与主同行。
But Dana was actually speaking this word about a mother and a housewife.
Dana Connell 弟兄用这个词的时候，他其实是说到一个母亲和一个家庭主妇。
A simple sister in the church.
只是一个教会当中的一个普通的姊妹。
No one would even attribute great works to her or bringing thousands to the Lord.
并没有人会把很多的工事工归功于他，也没有说他带领。上千人来到主的面前。
But in fact, she brought many people to the Lord through prayer and through her dedication to the Lord.
但是因着她的祷告和她允许圣灵在她里面做工，她就带许多人来到主的面前。
She invested in shepherding her children and shepherding other young people.
她花很多的时间来牧养她的孩子和那些年轻人。
And it has yielded much fruit beyond even what.I fully know of.
而所结的果子是我所不能想象的。
And I tell you this not to glorify the person, but to hopefully give you a sense of the impact of when we walk with Jesus.
而我提这些并不是说要来荣耀人，而是来给你有这样一个看见，当我们与主同行所能够带来的一个影响。
So this simple lady was actually my wife's mother.
而这个刚刚说到的这位姊妹其实是我妻子的母亲。
And a few of you knew her.
在座有一些认识她。
And she was a very real person and had very real struggles.
她是一个普通人，她也有一些真实的一些挣扎。
But I saw her walk in this simple truth, and as she received and responded, her growth spiritually was exponential.
但是当我看到她在这个相信、接受并且有回应的这样的一个生活当中。
And she would shower others with grace and kindness.
她对着别人满有恩典和怜悯。
And she saw Christ in some of the roughest human characters.
她甚至可以在那些所谓的恶人的当中也看到主。
I watched her feed and care for even homeless that her husband might bring home occasionally.
她我甚至看到她会为那些无家可归的人准备食物。
She never considered herself humble.
她并不是觉得他自己很谦卑。
She simply focused on trying to please the Lord.
他只是要讨主的喜悦。
And as she pursued Christ, that made her a blessing to others.
他当他来这样追求主耶稣的时候，他就成为众人的祝福。
And even up to her final breath, when the Lord took her at the young age of 50, she blessed those around her and those that were even with her in those final hours.
所以在他还很年轻五十岁的时候主就带他回去但是即使在他生命的最后年月他还成为他周围人的祝福
Now, in one way she is unique but in many other ways she's not unique
他也许是独特的但是很多的时候又是很普通的
Because she's not alone in what is being summed up in Christ
因为他就和我们众人一同在基督里面成为一个总结。
As a matter of fact, I will have to declare I am probably the most blessed man alive.
因为我是一个最有祝福的一个人。
Because I have been carried by the prayers and the care of two wonderful mother-in-laws, a loving wife and many others.
因为我在我的生命当中有两个位岳母和我的爱我的妻子为我祷告。
Many of us are here today because of others that have loved us and cared for us or prayed for us even beyond ways that we know.
因着周围人的服侍，所以很多我们在座的今天在这里。
So perhaps we need to stop and consider and even stop striving to live a Christian life.
所以很多的时候我们不要靠着我们自己来过一个所谓基督徒的生活。
Or putting on a Christian front or thinking that our lives are insignificant.
所以或者说是有一个基督徒的外表，觉得我们生活是很重要的。
And just simply start walking with Jesus and allow him to deal with this self-life.
而只是简单的与主同行，让他来对付我们的老我。
Freeing us of this independent nature and bringing us to a dependence upon him.
让我们能够去除我们老我里面的所谓的自立，而过一个信靠的生活。
And to appreciate the blessing of that dependence.
而来欣赏那个信靠生活所带给我们的祝福。
As he shows us where we've strayed or where we come short of his standard.
让我们看到我们在何处亏缺了神的荣耀。
May we repent and may we receive the life that he's given us.
让我们能够悔改，来真正的接受他给我们的一个悔改的生命。
And yield to that working that he is going to complete.
来让他完成在我们里面所要完成的工。
Dependence on Christ is also dependence on one another.
信靠主也意味着信靠弟兄姊妹。
We need one another.
当我们和弟兄姊妹相遇的时候，我们需要弟兄姊妹。
We do not arrive alone.
我们并不是靠着我们自己。
And as we said, we can't display the fullness of Christ alone. We need one another.
我们不能靠着我们自己来彰显主的荣耀。
Do we believe the Lord is building his church?
我们相信主是在建立他的教会吗？
Then we need to respond by gathering together and ministering life to one another.
我们也需要在这个聚会当中和弟兄姊妹一同被建造。
And today be that glorious church the Lord is building.
今天就成为主建立他荣耀教会的那一天。
Our brother Watchman Nee said that the testimony of the overcomer is for the benefit of the corporate entity.
而我们的尼弟兄说，得胜者的见证是为着教会做的一个团体。
Overcomers are not a class of people who deem themselves to be superior. They instead work for the entire body.
得胜者并不是那些好像超乎众人的人，而是他们为着整个身体做工。
So we need to believe what the Lord is speaking to us.
我们需要相信主所应许的。
Receive what he has promised.
也来接受他所应许的。
And then respond in faith, in obedience.
因信顺服来向他有回应。
Allowing him to teach us to walk hand in hand with him every day.
让他能够来教导我们怎么样与他每日同行。
So may we take another step of faith even today, even if it's a little step.
也许只是小小的一步，但是让我们今天迈出这个信心里面的第一步。
And find ourselves forever walking with Jesus.
然后我们就看见我们永远与主同行。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we do thank you for your wonderful grace and love.
主，谢谢你向着我们的恩典慈爱。
We are in awe when we think of how you continue to so lovingly pour out your living word.
主，你向着我们的爱是何等的长阔高深。
How you desire to speak to us, how you desire to reveal yourself to us.
你愿意向我们说话，你愿意向我们显明你的自己。
How you desire for us to walk hand in hand with you.
你愿意我们与你手牵手一路同行。
Lord, do show us where we've fallen short of what you desire.
主，向我们显明我的亏缺，向我们显明我们的亏缺。
That we would repent and be restored.
我们愿意悔改，被恢复。
And Lord, that we would receive this life that you've given us.
愿意接受你给我们的生命。
And that we would respond and walk forward doing it rightly.
也让我们向你有回应，与你一同行走一路。
Pouring out your mercy and kindness.
主，给我们你的恩典和怜悯。
And learning to walk with you. Lord, do faithfully continue to teach us and guide us in this way.
主, 求你在信实里面, 知识不断地来教导我们。
We trust ourselves and we trust our brothers and sisters into your faithful hands.
我们愿意把我们自己和我们众弟兄姊妹都交到你的手里。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.